This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
You're listening to WBEZ, and it's time for our weekly climate conversation. Did you notice you were putting on a lot more lotion last week, or the trees were looking a little dry? Sure, it's humid today, but last week, Chicago's air was unusually dry. Dew point temperatures dropped to the 30s and 40s, and that's super low for June. That can be both good and bad for our everyday lives. Here to explain all of this is the Illinois State climatologist, Dr. Trent Ford. And Trent, welcome back.
Hey, Melba, always good to be here.
I like when the humidity's low because when the humidity's high, my hair gets really curly. But what's good about the low dew point temperatures?
Our body's natural reaction to heat, to cool ourselves down, is to sweat, to perspire. And that sweat then evaporates into the air, which provides a cooling effect for our skin, cools down our skin temperature. Well, how much humidity is in the air dictates how effectively that whole process happens. And so the more humidity in the air, the less thirsty, for lack of a better term, the atmosphere is for our sweat to evaporate, and the less effectively we can cool down. When we have the dew point temperatures in the 30s and the temperatures in the 80s, you know, that practically is a relative humidity of, in some cases, 15%. That means the air is really thirsty for moisture, and our sweat can evaporate really effectively, which cools us down, which is why it feels very pleasant to us. We tend to see less adverse health impact, less mortality, morbidity related to heat, less heat stroke, things like that. Just overall less stress on humans when our humidity is low at the same temperature.
There are some negative effects though, right? When it's that dry.
Yeah, so especially on plants, that same demand for evaporating our sweat is also felt by plants. Now, it happens through a different process. I know that the term corn sweat makes its way around. I kind of try to push that term away because plants don't necessarily sweat. But instead, what plants do is they take up water through their roots and then they transpire it. And basically, that means that there's openings in the leaves of the plants called stomata. And when they open those up, water can evaporate out. Now, again, when the atmosphere is really thirsty for that water, when it has very low humidity and the temperature is pretty high, like it was this last weekend, that increases the effectiveness of that transpiration, which means plants are losing a lot of moisture through their stomata. I had to water my tomato plants this weekend, despite the fact that when I dug down the soil, you know, below about 3 or 4 inches, it was still pretty wet. And the temperatures weren't all that high, but the fact that it was so dry, the atmosphere was pulling water so effectively out of those plants, it was stressing them out and they needed a little bit more watering.
And Trent, we're going to have to do a whole separate climate segment on corn sweat. Now you've got us very curious about that.
Oh, but, please. Yeah, anytime.
And what's the outlook for this week? Are we going to see more dry air or what's in your crystal ball?
You know, we're going to keep the very pleasant temperatures. Looks like highs this week are going to be in the 70s and low 80s. One thing we will have to look out for, looking out to the next week and the weeks beyond, it looks like temperatures are going to ramp up into pretty typical summer temperatures, and it's very likely the humidity will be there. So hopefully folks enjoyed this last weekend when it felt more like Reno, Nevada instead of Chicago, Illinois, because it looks like we are going to get a typical Chicago summer this year.
All right, back to Chicago summer as usual. Dr. Trent Ford is the Illinois State climatologist. Great as always to talk to you.
Hey, thanks, Melba.
And if you want to submit a question for us to answer in our weekly climate conversation, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.